It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am.
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just...
Getting in.
On those beautiful vibes this morning, June 30th. Thank you guys for tuning in. All of our friends are weighing in. Let's let them in, Breeze. Who's here this morning?
Here we have so many friends that want to be a part of the show, and you can be too. 585-252-9800. Megan is here. She says, good morning, feeling good this Monday morning, and I'm very excited because this week is a short week because of 4th of July. Yes, it is. Love that moment for you.
We're all very excited about that 4-day work week.
Yes. I mean, listen, I don't know what it is, but there used to be a time in my life where 4th of July was my...
Your Christmas.
Christmas. My favorite holiday. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's just maturing and getting older, but it's just not... It's not that important to me anymore. Like, I was trying to talk to my girlfriend yesterday of, like, what are we doing? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, I have the boat. She's like, we could. I'm like, what? There was,
there's no excitement. You're just not excited.
I wouldn't miss the boat if my left arm was off my body.
Yeah, so. There's not a lot of excitement behind it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that does have to do with you growing up and just having a lot more responsibility in things you have to do. And it's just, it doesn't become, you know, the first thing on your list that you're thinking about.
No, it's just
you.
Not.
You need a car. Yeah. Okay, there's things you need to do. There's things you need to buy. And 4th of July, you just haven't been thinking about it. That's understandable.
I know. But whatever, it's fine. I'm excited. We'll make the most of it. Who else is here? We have Stephanie weighing in. Stephanie says, good morning.
What's up, Steph?
Vibes are high because I had a great weekend and I'm feeling refreshed. Ugh, we love that moment for you, Steph. And Amanda's also here. She says, hey, Moose. Hey, Breeze. Vibes are high. I went and house sat and dog sat this weekend, and it was a good break from reality. It's nice to pretend that I actually own a house.
Yeah, good for you, Amanda.
Keep pretending, because you're not getting one anytime soon. Respectfully, of course.
That's so nice of you. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Crushing dreams on a Monday morning. That's wonderful.
Someone's gotta
do it. Anyone start watching season 3 of Squid Games? I was very excited to start that on Friday night.
Isn't that like not even in English?
It's Korean. But it was like one of the most watched Netflix shows of all time.
Yeah, I can't do the dubs.
I don't do the dubs.
You just read it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Well, I can't read. So
I want to hear their actual acting in Korean. I don't want to listen to it in English.
No, thank you.
I did that with someone once a long time ago. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm watching the show. Like, you're not dubbing it into English? I go, no. They're like, oh, I can't do this. I don't put this. I just watch and read the subtitles, and I want to hear their actual acting in Korean. God, it's such a good show. It's so messed up, though. It's so messed up. Usually a show like that, when I shut it off before bed, I have to, like, drink a glass of warm milk to calm me down. It's you're so stressed.
We should talk about that maybe tomorrow. Watching shows that like genuinely make you upset, because I am currently watching Ginny and Georgia and I'm massively depressed every time I turn it off.
Yeah, but like, you can't not watch it. You're already invested.
Yeah, my girlfriend's like, this is making me really sad. I'm like, yeah, same. She's like, should we stop? I'm like, can't.
That was me every time I watched Breaking Bad. That show was so intense and so, like, the stress levels were through the roof.
What is wrong with us?
I'm like, oh, man.
That must mean there's something really wrong with us.
Yes, but I don't feel that way when I watch, like, a true crime documentary about murder. I find that to be very soothing.
Sure.
All right. Coming up.
Yeah, we're really screwed up.
Vibes are up, though. I had a really nice weekend. Hosted an MC'd a charity event yesterday for the Eyed Golf Tournament. This was their third annual. Raised a lot of money for the Parenton Food Pantry and all the things. And it was just a really great turnout. So I was happy to be a part of that. And then also, thank you to our friend Tommy Bechtold.
Yeah, we had a really nice time on Saturday. We were at Comedy at the Carlson. We were a special guest on Tommy Bechtold Tonight, which was a show that he put together. He was celebrating 8 months sober, which was really cool. And we just love Tommy. He's a friend of the show, fan of the show. And it was really cool to be on stage with him and support him in that.
Yeah, we had a great time.
So
coming up, the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester showcased their new house-to-home mobile medical unit. It hit the streets and it opened itself up an innovative field yesterday. We'll tell you what it's doing and why it's already helped so many families right here in the 585. Coming up next.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester showcased their new house to home mobile medical unit yesterday at Innovative Field. And I got to tell you, this thing is pretty cool. We've been partnering with Ronald McDonald House for years. We love the work they do here in the community. And the Ronald McDonald House, for those that aren't that familiar, they work with local hospitals to support families of children with serious illnesses or injuries, and they provide a home away from home. So right now, accessibility remains a challenge. There's a 20% no-show rate, which means the children aren't able to get back in for care. Mm. And the CEO says our goal is to reduce that significantly within the first year. So the new medical unit, a first for Ronald McDonald House Charities, brings medical care directly to the patient's home, because a lot of families would miss their follow-up appointment.
Yeah.
So with this vehicle going straight into their homes, they can make sure that the child continues their care. And they're seeing their physician on a regular basis, and they're not losing out on any of those supports services that they actually really, really need. But Amy Hall, Senior Director for Grants and Institutional Giving at the RMHCR, said appointments in the mobile units are designed to be just like regular in-person visits. So the medical mobile unit features ADA accessibility, there's Wi-Fi, and then they provide meals for patients and families. So the mobile medical unit launched in April. It's already served way more than a dozen families right here in the Rochester area.
I think it's great. I mean, listen, there's so many like mobile units now when it comes to medical that, I mean, I can't believe we've gotten to this type of technology. Trillium has one for testing. I think it's U of R has one for mammogram, the mammogram mobile. So it's really cool that these are in and around our city for people that maybe don't have a car to go
Oscar Mayer Wiener has one.
Right, yes, of course.
Which, by the way.
Biggest wiener I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. Like, you wouldn't believe.
I know. I should probably.
You saw it, didn't you? Did you go?
I should probably post that video. Yeah, I did it a while ago.
I think it was, like, located in the Tops parking lot. We're all trying to find it.
Yeah, I got it.
They don't offer the same services as the Ronald McDonald House.
It's different.
However, they're cool vehicles. I will give them that much. They are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of cars and vehicles, Breezy, this is a big deal. So for those of you who don't know, last week Breezy's car officially crapped the bed.
Well, we don't know that for certain, but 95% sure. I'm still waiting to hear the diagnosis. I'm holding out hope for that 5%.
But if it is the transmission, you're done, right?
Correct. So it's time to get a new car, go car shopping, and... My girlfriend and I were talking yesterday about the kind of car that I want and what's going to happen with that. And what she said to me was one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard in my entire life. But with this show, I feel like, what's our old saying? You're never alone. So I'm wondering if anybody else has dealt with this for themselves or a spouse saying this to them. I'll tell you exactly what she said. And if you agree, coming up next.
Will be.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Last day of June. Breezy's car crapped the bed last week. She's trying to figure out how to handle that situation. Is it the transmission? If so, you're not going to bother fixing it.
No, I mean, we've had
too many problems already.
Yeah.
So this week, there's one goal in mind, and that's to try and find a new car.
Yeah, I have something in mind, and... It's something that I have thought about for a while. Like, even driving my car when it was fine, I was
right.
Like, if anything were to happen to my car, my next car will be a Honda HR-V. I like the way they look. I think they're the perfect size. And I just, that's what I want. A white Honda HR-V.
It's a good size for you. It's definitely, it would be an upgrade from what you're driving now.
Never had like an SUV style car, always drove a sedan. So it would definitely be, yeah, an upgrade, and it would make me feel, and everyone around me, feel a little bit safer.
Safer, yeah, sure.
So I'm on the hunt, and I'm going to go test drive a car today.
All right, Breeze, get that new ride at Ide.
No, fully.
And by the way, with an SUV, you're not going to have to constantly in the wintertime put snow tires on it.
Right.
They're all seasonal.
So I'm very excited for that. So I'm going to go test drive a car today at Ide. And my girlfriend said to me last night something very interesting. Something that made me tilt my head a little bit. She said, I'm happy for you and you getting a new car and everything. but the next car I get has to be a Honda. I go, what?
Why?
She goes, I just like the way it looks in the driveway. So we have to drive the same type of car, the same brand of car. And I'll conform to whatever you get. But I like the aesthetic of the way the two cars that are the same brand look in the driveway. They don't have to be the same model, but they have to be the same brand. I'm like, you're actually a whack job.
You don't have a driveway now.
We don't even have a driveway.
You park in a parking lot.
We don't have a driveway. She goes, but we will eventually. I go, I don't think we will.
So it would be crazy if there was a Honda parked next to a Subaru.
She said absolutely not.
Does she drive a Subaru now?
No, she drives a Ford. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, I'll get the next step above.
She's going to try and one-up you.
What you are getting.
Wait, but
I don't even have the car yet.
She's just going to get a Honda, though. Let's say you get an HRV. She's not going to get an HRV, right?
No, she said she'll get like the next model above whatever that is. But it has to be a Honda for the aesthetic of how it's going to look in the driveway.
I don't think anybody gives a crap.
That's what I said. I was like, I don't think that's a thing.
The only thing you need to worry about is if you back in, you got to turn your wheels to the left so it makes the car look tough. Other than that,
I don't think that's a thing either.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
You and Patrice just making up your own rules.
Oh, it's
as
a
you
thing. I backed in Sunday morning into a Dunkin' Donut. People thought I was crazy. I was like, you got to back in and then you got to turn the wheels to the left.
No, it's just, it's really strange. So she says to me, she's like, I know you're getting a Honda and like that's all fine and well, but we can only drive Hondas or Toyotas because they're the most reliable cars. I'm like, what is happening here? First of all, I'm going to get whatever car I want. You can follow suit. Also, your car's in perfect condition. You take amazing care of it.
She does take good care of her vehicle.
There's nothing wrong with your car, and you're not going to get a new car for hopefully another 5 years. She's like, I know, but I just can't wait for us to have the same brand in our non-existent driveway. I'm like, all right.
Talk about being your own person.
No.
Can you imagine? Who does this? Guys, who does this?
Okay, maybe it's not cars, like, but it might just be like, you know, aesthetic thing when it comes to matching with your partner of something.
We both had to get this same colored Stanley or Yeti.
Right. Right. So when
yesterday.
So when we go to bed, it looks cool on our nightstands.
So yesterday, I had to MC a golf tournament yesterday afternoon, and I got to tell you, the husband and wives that showed up wearing the same golf shirt to match was so cringe. So like, okay, you guys do what you got to do.
So this
what
happens
do I know?
With my parents when they go to weddings. My mom will get a dress
like prom. She makes your dad wear the same color
150%. My mom will get a dress, and then she'll find whatever color that is and match my dad's tie to it.
But
my mom also...
will buy the tie.
No. My mom also... and this was a one-time thing. Actually, no. She does this all the time. If she's like close to the person who's getting married, like it's a family member or niece or something, she will wear the color of the bridesmaids.
Oh.
I'm like, Mom...
Beth,
you're not in the wedding. She's
why
like,
is she
but
doing
like,
that?
I want to go with the theme. I'm like, oh, okay.
She doesn't need to do that. I can understand where her excitement is stemming from, but that's so not necessary.
But then I think back, going back to the car thing, and I'm like, there are people that are like, oh, we're a Honda family, or oh, we're a Toyota house. Like, I do think that that's a thing. Or... if you're like rich, you'll probably be like a Beamer family or an Audi family.
Yeah, there's a couple of neighborhoods, some nice ones I've driven down on, you know, off East Avenue, and the whole entire family owns Cadillacs.
They're all driving
Volvos. They just got a different color.
Yeah. So I guess it's not that far off, but I think that's like rich people stuff. I don't know if people are matching their Hondas in the driveway, but...
That's middle class stuff.
And our non-existent driveway in our apartment complex.
I love it.
I'm like, we don't have a driveway. She's like, but we will. I'm like, at this rate, I don't think we will.
This is couple goals, right?
Couple goals.
Good luck, Breeze.
Oh my God, pray for me.
This would be so crazy if she ended up buying the car before you, and then you just went back to your Nissan because they fixed it.
her nightmare.
Yeah, worst nightmare.
98PXY. Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.